CBS Bay Area Studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, scary moments in one Bay Area city showing the risk of fire season. The Warriors are moving on. They crushed Memphis last night. We'll take you to Chase Center, where fans had the house rocking last night. And the governor unveils his plan to help deal with inflation, how he plans to put money back in your pocket. Good morning. It is Saturday, May 14th. I'm Devin Peary. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Paul Hagan.
Some patchy, dense fog to start off this morning, but once that dissipates, temperatures are going to warm up a lot. This is going to be the warmest day in the seven-day forecast. Some passing clouds overhead tomorrow. An onshore breeze is going to strengthen, starting to cool off our temperatures, and then it's back to near normal temperatures for this time of year as we head through most of next week. And the dry weather is going to continue. That's also pretty normal for the middle of May. Our rain chances tend to be few and far between. They're going to be none and far between as we head through most of next week. We had that 10 to 20% chance in the forecast on Thursday. That has now just gone away. The storm system associated with that is going to take a path that's going to keep it away from the Bay Area. If you're heading out to the A's game against the Angels, the second game of their series, the A's hoping to score some runs today. Temperatures are going to warm up. It's going to be pleasant to east side of the Bay with temperatures at game time, well, starting off in the low 70s, warming up into the mid 70s during the afternoon before that onshore breeze gets a little stronger. That's not going to push the coolest air across the Bay until we head into this evening. It is going to keep temperatures cool on the coast. Upper 60s in San Francisco with 80s, even a couple 90s farther inland.
On the fire watch, crews managed to save an apartment building after a fire broke out in Morgan Hill. That fire started around 7:30 last night, engulfing multiple cars near Garden Way and Wright Avenue. The fire department says that that fire cost about $1 million in damage to a carport and an attic. But because of the way that the wind was blowing, the fire had the potential to cause even more destruction.
This sets at the end of a dead-end street, so access was a bit of an issue. The wind was blowing out of the north and casting embers to an apartment complex directly behind it and into yards behind that. Our CAL FIRE resources responded and picked up all of the spot fires.
Morgan Hill Police assisted with evacuations. CAL FIRE tweeted that fortunately most of the four-unit apartment complex suffered only minor damage in that fire. Taking a live look at Chase Center in San Francisco, where the Warriors are waiting for their next playoff opponent. Golden State clinched a series against the Memphis Grizzlies last night with a 110-96 victory. It included a combined 59 points from Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Charlie Walter will have highlights for us in just a few minutes. KPIX5's Andrea Nakano was at the arena during the game and sampled the reaction from elated fans.
What a night at Chase Center tonight. Fans got to see the biggest game in Chase Center history, and they are going home happy.
Yeah, okay, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, most intense game I've ever been in my life. Wow.
It was chaos at Thrive City as fans celebrated a Warriors series win over the Grizzlies.
We're not at Memphis. We're in the Bay on Friday night. We're going to win it for the Bay. We're going to win it for the city. Man, it's a beautiful feeling. Thank God we won. Let's go! Back to the finals, baby!
It was a close game until the very end, with many nervous fans sitting on the edge of their seats, and others were cool and confident.
Did you ever doubt they were going to win?
Yes.
But I'm so happy now!
Hello? You think I would wear these glasses if I wasn't confident? And then don't make me go in my pocket for my rings.
Fans rode the wave of emotions as the Warriors played another physical game against Memphis.
Memphis can't handle us, that's all I gotta say. This Memphis, try better next time.
Game six, Klay wasn't the only one to come up big in the game.
Looney, like, surprised us with the rebounds. Like, love Looney, love all of them. Yeah.
The fans now have no doubt where this team is ultimately headed.
These are championship rings from the Warriors, and we're going to get another one this year.
Now the waiting game begins to see who the Warriors will play next, either the Phoenix Suns or the Dallas Mavericks. At Chase Center, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
Tickets for the Western Conference Finals go on sale starting today. Season ticket holders can purchase extra tickets at 10 a.m. and tomorrow tickets go on sale to the general public on the team's website, warriors.com. Dates and times for the games will be announced later. Investigators say they found a key piece of evidence in the search for a missing Oakley woman, Alexis Gabe. The 24-year-old was last seen in late January. Her car was later found abandoned with the keys inside. Police say they recovered Gabe's cell phone case in Antioch. They believe it was discarded by this man caught on security camera video walking away from Gabe's car. Thursday, investigators were seen searching the Antioch home of Gabe's ex-boyfriend and carrying bags of evidence out. Police have not said who was home or what was seized. This is a live look at the state capitol. California has a lot of extra money to spend. Exactly how much? $100 billion in surplus. Now, meantime, the governor laid out what he plans to do with the state's massive $300 billion budget package. KPIX's Max Darrow explains where a big chunk of that money is going to go.
Within that nearly $100 billion budget surplus, Governor Newsom says around $18 billion will go directly into Californians' pockets to help offset inflation, high gas prices, and other cost burdens. For most of us, including Phyllis Kinsella, grocery runs aren't cheap errands these days.
Everything has gone up.
Neither are trips to the gas station. There's often a big line at this one in San Mateo because it's one of the cheaper spots around at about $5.65 a gallon. Greg Bryant spent almost $100 today.
The gas prices are quite high, but it's necessary for my job.
Inflation is deflating spirits.
Too expensive, and it's hard for people to live.
Perhaps the most important thing right now in people's minds, understandably, is how do I lower costs? And that's why we're proposing $18.1 billion to put back in the pockets of millions and millions, tens of millions of Californians.
Governor Newsom's proposed inflation relief package includes a direct tax refund for those who own cars of up to $800. This was initially meant to combat rising gas prices. However, the governor said today,
our rebate is across the spectrum. For you, it could be a rebate to address the issue of groceries.
The proposal also includes $750 million in incentive grants to provide 3 months of free public transit, $2.7 billion for emergency rental assistance for qualified low-income tenants, $1.4 billion to help Californians pay past due utility bills, pausing the diesel sales tax, and more.
Hopefully, if we can get some money, I guess that would help some people out that need it.
These are all temporary measures. You know, it's you have to deal with the supply issues. And once you deal with that, then the prices will start coming down again.
This won't solve the problem of inflation, but it's definitely going to alleviate the pain for a lot of people.
Especially for lower income families, says CSU East Bay economics professor Kai Ding. But he sees this as more of a band-aid, not a permanent solution.
To address inflation, we really have to fix the oil problem and the supply chain problem.
The legislature has until the end of June to finalize the budget. In Millbrae, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
Looking live at 880 in Oakland, last year there were 48 freeway shootings in the Bay Area, but now there is a plan to crack down. Governor Newsom just announced funding for 200 advanced cameras on busy freeways. As KPIX 5's Andrea Borba reports, family members who lost loved ones to violence say they can't come fast enough.
I don't want her life to be taken in vain.
Meet Alicia Benton. Her daughter, Amani Morris, was shot and killed near the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza while heading to a job interview in November. Benton is now raising her two grandsons, little boys who were in the car when their mom was shot. The news of cameras going up along Bay Area freeways is a prayer answered.
I've cried since we've talked. That's like the best news. If they were to tell me who did it, that would be even better. But to know that another mother doesn't have to sleep wondering what happened to their child is like, it's the best news ever.
Seven people lost their lives in freeway shootings, including former Cal basketball star Gene Ransom and toddler Jasper Wu. Their families join Alicia in unfathomable grief.
Like right before her was that 18-month-old baby, and what did a baby do to deserve that? So I pray for all of the victims' families because it's, the not knowing is hard.
Alameda County Sheriff's recruit David Nguyen was shot and killed in nearly the same spot as Imani in January. Sheriff Greg Ahern lobbied the governor's office to fund a camera network. He says the loss of David, Jasper, Gene, and Imani has taken a toll on his deputies.
Even at our meetings, when we talk about the next steps and what we have to do and how we process these events, the room gets silent. The eyes get watery. The voices shake as mine's shaking right now. It touches your heart.
Sheriff Ahern says he hopes that simply knowing these cameras are up will be a deterrence to crime. And he says once they are installed, they will provide instant information to officers on the ground and help provide closure to families like Imani's. At the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Rallies in support of abortion rights will be held across the Bay Area and the nation today. It's in response to the leaked draft decision indicating the Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade. Yesterday, House Democrats gathered at the U.S. Capitol to voice their support for abortion rights. A bill to codify Roe v. Wade into law failed to pass in the Senate earlier this week.
We're facing an unprecedented attack on reproductive freedom. Everyone here shares the feelings of those across the country. We are angry, yes, that after 50 years of constitutional protections of our bodies, we are now yet again fighting for our rights.
Rallies are planned today for San Jose, San Francisco, Mountain View, and Palo Alto. All of them start at 11 a.m. The last all-female class of graduates will cross the stage at Oakland's Mill College today, who will begin serving students of all genders when it merges with Boston's Northeastern University in July. Two students are suing, claiming that they were misled about the merger and ended up paying tuition towards degrees they can no longer receive through Northeastern. They're seeking class action status for their case and monetary damages. Mill told the East Bay Times that two colleges are working together to iron out any issues.